For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Drawing on her decades of personal study and the application of God's principles as a daughter, mother, wife, and missionary, Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks today on the holy work of mothering. Yesterday, we pondered the amazing story in the first chapter of Luke of that little peasant girl in Nazareth who received a dazzling visitor, an angel from God, who told her that she was to become the mother of the Son of God. A staggering piece of news. Isn't it amazing that so little is recorded about Mary? But we do know what her response was to the angel's message. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Or another translation says, here I am, Lord, let it happen as you say. Mary became the bearer of the Word with a capital W. The Word was made flesh in the body of Mary. What calling could be higher than to receive a child or another person from God in the name of God and nurture that one for Him? You and I are not given the literal privilege that Mary had to be the bearer of the Son of God in that physical sense. But let's not forget that we are given the privilege of bearing Christ within ourselves. Christ lives in me. That's what Paul said. And to everyone who has committed himself or herself to God, willingly receiving Christ, that person is to bear Christ to the world. In other words, to be an instrument of God, to represent what God is like in our behavior, in our love, in our caring. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This is what Mary did. She took the yoke, which was going to mean sacrifice and pain, as does giving birth to any child, whether spiritual or physical. And this is the yoke that the Lord is asking us to take. Today I want to talk about emptiness and fulfillment. Both of these things are necessary to the holy work of mothering. Philippians 2 is an amazing description of the way in which Jesus Christ emptied himself when he came into the world. Let me read to you from Philippians 2. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, emptied himself, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Emptiness. And out of that emptiness came the highest, most glorious fulfillment. Out of our emptiness, God can give us fulfillment beyond anything we ever imagined. There have been a number of ways, as I look back over my life, in which God has forcibly emptied me, taking away people I loved, allowing work that I had done to be destroyed. A stripping process necessary that we should be emptied in order that we may be filled with Christ himself. Jesus Christ emptied himself. He became obedient to death. And I would like to ask, who is listening today who feels empty, helpless, useless, a failure as a mother, Oh, I think there'll probably be quite a few of you out there that are saying, "Oh, Elizabeth, I'm just a total failure as a mother. I feel so useless. I feel so incapable of doing this holy job that you talk about." And how about you single women? You married women whose wombs have been empty always. There's a message here for every single one of us. Do you live in a void, meaningless, unhappy condition? Let me ask, do you indulge in exhausting pleasures? Do you allow space, silence, time for prayer in your life? Are you afraid to be alone with God or alone with your heart? Is your house full of clutter? Is your life cluttered? I know some earnest, serious women who have a conscious purpose in life, and they actually destroy it by being too set on that particular purpose that they have drawn up, their own goals, their own plans, their own enthusiasms, forgetting to leave room to receive the Lord, to listen to the still, small voice. When I talked to my daughter Valerie not long ago, she told me that she and Theo, who's 5 years old, were cleaning drawers. How many useless things they discovered. How many things that even the little five-year-old boy was willing to get rid of, either throw away because they weren't worth anything, or give them to some child who didn't have nearly as many things as he had. Mary had a simple life. God wants us to learn, the older we grow, to be simpler. And by His grace, I do think He is working that in me. It's refreshing to simplify your life. Mothering means sacrifice. It means letting go of a lot of things that you used to do. It means offering up your life to Jesus Christ daily. Perhaps you've made a one-time commitment to Jesus Christ for life. You asked Him to come into your heart, to make a Christian out of you, and you want to live that way. But I think it's a good thing to ratify that one-time commitment daily by simply putting ourselves at God's disposal, as Mary did. I often just pause and lift up my hands to the Lord and say, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it happen as you say. Be it unto me according to your word." Letting go, offering up, surrendering, emptying. And in Jesus' life and Mary's life, there was one holy purpose. That was the will of God. It's very hard to imagine that Mary's life was hampered by trifling, unnecessary things. But perhaps there was something. You and I know how hard it is to avoid the slavery of things in the USA. Gotta have it all. Are you learning to empty yourself as Christ did? That emptiness requires a deliberate discarding, not only of things, but of, as Amy Carmichael wrote, all that dims thy Calvary. She prayed this prayer from subtle love of softening things, from easy choices, weakenings. Not thus our spirits fortified, not this way went the crucified. From all that dims thy Calvary, O Lamb of God, deliver me. The holy work of mothering involves taking care of a sick child once in a while, doesn't it? When your child is sick, your plans are upset. How do you respond? Are you willing to empty out those precious plans? Do you receive this happening of your child's illness as from God? Do you visualize yourself with all sorts of extras and escapes and interests other than love in your life? A mother is a chalice, a cup, emptied of self and filled with Christ. We came home from a trip one day and discovered that a house finch had built a little nest on a windowsill. It was fascinating to watch how that house finch sacrificed everything for those babies that were about to come. That was her life. For 3 weeks, she had nothing else to do but sit on that nest. And for 3 more weeks, she had nothing else to do but feed and care for those babies. Was her time wasted? Do you chop up your life to the spiritual and the secular? One half of it is spiritual, one half of it is secular, or maybe 90% of it is secular and 10% spiritual. Now, I know that earning a living, cleaning, cooking, caring for children, mending, these often seem like wasted time. But let's remember, it is through the ordinary human life, every hour, that union with God comes about. Not in extraordinary things, but in the ordinary, humdrum, faithful carrying out of the duties that God has given you to do. Mothering is holy work. Human nature was the material that God used to fulfill His will in Mary. Are you willing to be a mother, a chalice, to be empty, that He might fill you?
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.